Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Monday, December 5th. Today on Forbes, the best of Art Basel, Miami Beach, 2022. In the early 2000s, a group of art collectors and real estate magnates developed a bold plan: bring a posh Swiss art fair to the sun-drenched, party-filled city of Miami Beach. But not everyone was on board. Mark Spiegler, the global director of Art Basel Miami Beach for the past 15 years, and who was an art journalist at the time, says, quote, "I thought it was a crazy idea, and I wasn't alone in that skepticism. The city of Miami Beach was very resistant. They thought that this fair would never be able to fill hotel rooms. Now, these are some of the most expensive hotel rates of the year." When it opened its doors in 2002 with 200 galleries on display, Art Basel Miami Beach immediately became one of the most important art fairs in America, linking curators from more than 23 countries around the globe. And over the past 20 years, its importance has grown significantly. The fair's attendance grew steadily up until the pandemic, drawing in as many as 83,000 visitors in 2018, about as large as the population of Miami Beach itself. Craig Robbins, a local real estate developer and the founder of sister fair Design Miami, was one of Art Basel Miami Beach's early champions. He says, quote, "Miami was known as a party town, a have-fun-in-the-sun place. Now, people associate Miami with art, architecture, and design in a much more enlightened way. The city took the power of Art Basel and the sex appeal of Miami and created this global cultural happening." To celebrate its 20th anniversary this year, Art Basel Miami Beach attracted a record number of exhibitors, 282 from 38 countries, and celebrity collectors, including Pharrell, Venus Williams, and Martha Stewart, who flocked to the booths of industry stalwarts such as Jeffrey Deitch and White Cube during the VIP preview earlier last week. Deitch's booth, devoted to the theme of goddesses, included deities by Judy Chicago, photography by Nadia Lee Cohen, and was anchored around Bisa Butler's 10-foot-tall textile portrait of Salt-N-Pepa, entitled Hot, Cool, and Vicious, a personal favorite of Robbins. Aaliyah Dahl, a managing director at Deitch, says, quote, "What I love about the work is that she is almost painting with different textiles. She's using fabrics from Ghana, found fabrics, and she's also commissioning friends on very specialized fabrics." Priced at $175,000, according to Dahl, it's, quote, "reserved for someone special." Because at the end of the day, Art Basel Miami Beach is about sales. While the total value of the works at the fair is unknown, insurance underwriters estimated it to be around $2 billion, according to Spiegler. Adding to the tally this year, a $20 million work by Jean-Michel Basquiat called Ruffians at the Van de Weegh booth. The 5-foot-tall painting is from 1982, considered the height of Basquiat's career, and features three crown figures with strong faces, desirable elements to collectors. Across from it is an $11 million Picasso from 1936, a portrait of his lover, Dora Maar, from a private collection. Perhaps the most thought-provoking piece at Art Basel Miami Beach was, at first glance, the simplest, an ATM. Installed at the Periton booth by the 30-person Brooklyn art collective Mischief, the functioning and fee-free machine comes with a catch. Whenever a user withdraws cash, it snaps their photograph and displays their remaining account balance on a leaderboard for all to see. As of December 2nd, the highest scoring attendee was Diplo, the acclaimed club DJ, whose lucrative gigs have spun at least $3 million into his bank account. As with many of Mischief's works, the goal was to hold up a mirror to the art world. Gabe Whaley, a member of Mischief, says, quote, "Look around. Everyone's wearing these fancy watches. You walk outside, there are Lamborghinis and Ferraris. Let's just cut to the chase. We're all here to flex." For full coverage, check out Isabel Lord's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.